Hello, children. All right. Got to bang these out. I have to pin these things. Hello, asshole. My web browser crapped out, so I'm not sure this sent the first time. The background is longer than really necessary because I want to make it clear that I screwed up royally by following bad advice, and hopefully this can help somebody else. Video or email response is fine. I've already edited this to get rid of as much of identify. Guys. Everybody else sees what you did wrong. I'm trying to be succinct as possible. In telling me that, you are not being succinct as possible. Wasted a whole fucking 30 seconds on this already. If you're interested, see, now here we go again. If you're interested, I can provide more information on the kind of bullshit that goes in on with a PhD program. The fact we are told to trust the opinions of people with PhDs scares the shit out of me. Laser focus, guys. Laser focus. The questions. Is it actually worthwhile for me to go back and try and get a degree in something useful? I know my salary is not going to increase by much from this point forward. The main reason I'm staying with the job is for health insurance. If I don't have it, I can't afford my medicine. Non-insurance price is $10,000 a month. All right, so you got a very high-priced insurance or prescription there. I've run some figures and considering an average 2% increase per year salary and using the applicable government pay tables, it would take me 6 years before my pay under my new job would catch up. Going back to school would cost me about $20,000 in all, and I could pay it off as I go. Two, or would I be better off starting a small consulting firm helping private companies with the regulatory compliance issues on a part-time basis? I know this will limit my earning potential, but it will allow me. Why does that limit your earning potential? That should expand your earning potential. But allow me to keep my job with benefits. I've spoken to previous coworkers of mine that retired and do consulting on the side, and they work about 20 or 30 hours a month. They charge their customers $100 an hour. They don't do any more work because they are retired and don't need the money. Background. Started out strong educationally, had an associate's degree when I graduated high school. You graduated high school. I also had a state scholarship to finish any undergrad degree I wanted. Decided to join the military so I could also have a GI Bill so I could spend more time studying. After I left the military, I screwed the educational pooch and failed out of engineering and then followed poor advice. I got a BA in psychology in 2008, right before the housing crisis. Well, you could have been a booming market. Your BA in psychology, you still would have been slinging coffee or whatever. I quickly figured out I wasn't going to get a job with a psychology degree, and I was dumb enough to believe that a master's degree would be a good idea. When I applied for the program, recruiters were coming to campus to hire students that were about to graduate, so I foolishly thought it was a for sure thing. 2 years later, I had 16,000 student loans and an MA in industrial organizational psychology and no job. That is also a bullshit field, which you know. I'm just telling those of you who think see, he's honest. He knows it's a bullshit field. You guys don't, because you can't let your ego get in the way, that you are fucking moronic for majoring in that. Speaking with my professors, we discussed the difference in pay between those with MA versus a PhD. You just didn't get enough education. See, you had 19 years. You really need 22. So I applied and was accepted to a program. If I could go back in time, I'd kick my ass and stop myself for chasing out a PhD. It didn't take me long in the PhD program to figure out that something was not right. I noticed that the graduating students were not getting jobs that paid $100,000 a year, as I was misinformed to believe. I joined the professional group for our field and was able to see statistics associated with salary surveys. And I saw the data was seriously skewed due to people in California, New York, Illinois, and DC Metro. In other areas, salaries maxed out at $80,000. I finally dawned on me that I screwed the pooch so hard, its owner had sore ass. At this point, I made an exit plan to try and salvage something of a career. I focused my efforts on getting marketable skills that most of my cohort did not get. Hands-on with personal testing, personal selection, and managing EEOC requirements. Basically, make sure the HR bitch did not get the company in legal trouble with the voodoo they were doing. Also found some poor girl with a job that would marry me, and I quit the program. At this point, I was $98,000 in student loans while I was at the program. I was also diagnosed with leukemia that is incurable but manageable with very expensive drugs. Well, that's a legit, you know. If you said, I was diagnosed with feeling bad, what was anxiety? That's real. I tried finding work when I left the program, but it took almost 2 years to find work. When I finally had a job a couple months, my boss pulled me aside into a private meeting to tell me that they almost did not hire me because when he called my school to verify my education plan, they basically told him not to hire me. I was floored. I finally understood why I was not able to find a job within the field. I would go and sue the school. Fast forward to today. I'm now working a cushy government job making $90,000 a year. I paid down about $9,000 consumer debts. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah. Dude, I don't think I've had more than $3,000 in consumer debt. Like my credit card bill got a little high because I had to buy, auto repairs. $75,000. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Now you've learned, but fuck you. Honest, and I'm honestly milking the student loan so I can use a loan forgiveness for government employees. You had the GI Bill and you still couldn't fucking pull this off. And you make $90,000 a year. So your questions, is it actually worthwhile for me to go back and get something used? No, no. You've done enough school. You're making $90,000 a year. No. I don't care if you don't like it. No. You're overpaid government employee. You have health care and you make $90,000 a year. Even if you're in a high cost area, that's still pretty darn good. And not until you pay off your student loans, which I like my money back, by the way, fuckhead, and your consumer debt, which other people would like their money back, you're not going back to school. Fuck. I mean, you're making $90,000. If you were an engineer, you might make 55 to 60. And then, Lord, I think 6 years is about right where you get back to this. And no, what's wrong with making $90,000 a year? Get your controlling or your spending under control. There's your answer. God almighty. See, like I understand, okay, $98,000, you get a PhD. Okay, the GI Bill only pays for 4 years. Then, oh, but I blew almost $100,000 on consumer shit. Fuck off. Get your spending under control. All right. You're going to work. You're going to suffer. You're going to pay people back the money you took from them. No, you're not going back to school. No. Not if you pay off your student loans. Then you could, I mean, I can't stop. You could go back to school if you pay cash for it. Sure, I'm not against you going back to school. But dude, the day comes you got to sit the fuck down and work and make the money. All these fucking young, not even young, like people my age in their 40s still got student loan debt. Fucking hell. But you see, you haven't even finished. I understand they kept lying to you. All right, but you know what? I get your PhD in psychology, and then I'd go be a therapist. Finish it off. Then there's an entrepreneurial venture for you. You could continue doing your government work, your employment law, essentially what it sounds like. Okay, that's good, and you're handsomely compensated for it. Finish off your PhD somewhere so you can go get licensed as a therapist, open up a clinic online, and make some fucking money. Who are you, Bernard fucking Chapin? You don't understand this? Master's degree. Why don't you get a PhD and then you can consult people? Wow, complicated. Holy shit, Aaron, what do you mean? So no, you're not going back to school because there's no reason for you to go back to school. You make enough money already. Unless this job was so painfully boring and you felt like killing yourself because it was that bad. Then I'd be like, all right, go get another degree. But all jobs suck. All jobs suck. Look it up. I got a video. All jobs suck. Two, would I be better off starting a small consulting firm helping private companies with the regulatory compliance? You could do that on a part-time. You could do that. Why don't you do that? Because the costs are minimal. Set up a website, do a little bit of marketing. You got a network. Sounds like these guys only work 30 to 20 hours a week. They might have clients to refer to you. I'm all for that. Yeah, do that. Try that first before you sign up for school again. Will you graduate? Don't know. Let's flip a coin. Hey, he did pass. So coworkers, $100 an hour. Because they don't need the money they retire. So that means they're like probably turning away business. I would definitely do that. I would also have you consider, okay, you don't have to go back to your old PhD program. Find a different PhD program. One that isn't filled with a bunch of quantahahas. Get your doctorate. Boom. Then you could like consult. Your consulting business also takes off. Then all of a sudden you got like three sources of income. without having to go get an engineering degree. So there you go. There you go. All right. Super chats. Chris is black, $2. Dude, bro, how much to narrate my life story? About as many cigars as you smoke, which is a lot, which is a lot. DJ Aftershock, $5. Dude, bro, like, how do I switch careers that pays a lot, or should I become a consultant, bro? I actually don't want to make the decision. I'm the idea guy. His ideas aren't bad. They're not bad at all. He's very successful. He just has spending issues. And I think the entrepreneurship is perfectly fine. I think he should also get a PhD. Now, and the reason why he's almost there, so a PhD allows you to teach, but then he, as in the therapist world, he can actually just open up his office. He doesn't have to fucking work for some fuckwit PhD. And it's not like there's a shortage of people who are going to be mentally ill because of all the broken families, single moms, deadbeat dads, broken homes, people lying. You thought the baby boomers lied to the millennials. Have you seen millennial parents lying to their kids? You could maybe not. Oh, you're totally not a boy. You're whatever you want to be. You can do anything. It's like the things you were complaining about that the boomers just did to you 30 years back, and what you're doing to your kids now. But instead of lying about degree prospects, you're lying about their fucking sexuality. I mean, holy cow, 50% of GDP is going to be therapists in like 20 years. Tricostalecki, $5. Why do people think they're supposed to love their job? What's wrong with working something that just pays well and is stable? But that's the lie. It's the lie we're telling everybody. We tell lies. So the parents lie. The teachers obviously have a financial interest in lying. Oh yeah, majoring whatever. What's a completely backstabbing degree? Hyphenated American Studies, African American Studies, Chicano American Studies. Well, okay, that might be interesting, but your Chicano professor, I mean, ethnically, not that he's a professor of Chicano Studies. I mean, he's Latino or Hispanic, or he's black or Asian studies, whatever, Middle Eastern studies. They just fucked you up. They just Uncle Tom'd you to death, taking 75 grand of your money, giving you this fucking worthless degree, and you think they're your pals and you're your friends. But we lie. We lie to people. Nobody wants, and you know what? Everyone consumes it. We're a very obscure, far-off sect here in asshole consulting world where we just tell people the truth. By the way, minimalism class, coming out August 25th to the 28th. You want truth shoved up your ass? Here's the reality. Hey, you got spending problems, right, buddy? Here, sign up for my minimalism class. You borrowed 75 grand of other people's money, 98 grand of other people's money for your student loans, all right? Maybe you drop 500 bucks of your own money and you learn to spend less than you make. Crazy. Clare School of Economic Philosophy. It's on Teachable. Everybody look it up. Sign up for it. If you have trouble spending money, then more money than you make. All right, there you go. Hot Asian studies. I did that in college. Everyone was the joke. Women's studies. Yeah, I like women's studies. Yeah, I study them all the time. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodle.